right, it's a Tuesday. You know what that means. We do the Dial-A-Doc program here today. And let's head to, sponsored by FHN, and let's head to the FHN's Clinical Dietitian Food and Nutrition Services. Jennifer Gassman is with us here today. Hey, Jen, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining me. It's always great to talk to you. Of course, you know, we're in the middle of everybody's favorite eating season now, the holidays. Tell us what you advise with people to try to eat a little healthy during the holiday season. What do you talk about?
Well, you know, sometimes I think we just get so busy that it's hard to find balance. So it's important to remember that not everything has to be made up into a fancy dish or something that's really hard to prepare. If we just keep some easy, ready-to-grab, prepared, like fruits and vegetables in the fridge, that really helps when you're in a rush so that healthy is at your fingertips.
Okay. And what about, you know, in terms of common mistakes that we all make at the holiday season now, what do you see about the mistakes in terms of our diets here at the holiday?
You know, I think the toughest thing is that it seems like everywhere you turn, you have food. Every get-together has food, and it's out at the office at work. So probably the most common problem is that we eat when we're not hungry and just eat too much. So just being mindful of that, I think, can go a long way.
Well, and, you know, snacking, of course, another big part of the holidays. How can you enjoy all the holiday goodies, but maybe in a more healthy way?
Kind of a different take on that is sometimes I think when we feel deprived, it leads us to actually eat more than we would have. So maybe go ahead and just indulge in a favorite. Just try to watch the portion. And if you think you overdid it, maybe go for an extra walk that day.
We're talking to Jennifer Gassman, clinical dietitian, food and nutrition services at FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. Jen, I know that you know, people forget about calories in drinks as well. They can add up over the holidays. Tell us about that.
That's a really good point. Drinks can easily add 100, 200, or many more calories than that. So depending on your preference, try to always remember to include some calorie-free things, like simple water or sparkling water. A lot of people nowadays really enjoy it with like a fruit infusion or maybe a splash of lemon or lime. And for those that like something hot, maybe something more festive like a peppermint tea would be kind of fun for the holiday time.
What about, you know, of course, overeating, the big issue? You always talk about moderation when we talk, but what are ways to provide maybe, you know, during the holiday treats and avoid the overeating of all this stuff that's always so good?
That's a good point, too. I think probably the best thing is when you go somewhere, take a moment to kind of survey the situation. Look at everything that's there so you can make your best choice. And what I mean by that is, If you see things that you make often yourself, maybe that's not what you want to pick right then. Maybe pick the things that are special for the moment and then just take like a sampler plate where you have a little bit of all those things.
You know, I've been trying to think, you know, a weight an issue for me as well, but I've been trying to think, you know, that it's a lot easier to not put something in your mouth and eat it than spend 20 minutes on a treadmill kind of thing. You know, it's amazing how little it takes in terms of food, in terms of how much it takes to actually work those calories off.
That's really true. You know, 100 calories extra a day adds up to like 10 pounds a year. So it can go on more quickly than you think.
Mm. All right. What about, you know, you're hosting holiday get-togethers. What are some ways that you can help your guests, you know, maybe provide some fun, healthier options for your guests? Give us some suggestions there.
Well, I think some appetizer ideas that are simple would be to just have a nice tray of colorful vegetables with a low-fat dip or cut up fruit with like a yogurt dip. And the way that you can make this more festive really at any time of year is think about arranging it into a fun shape per se. Like I've seen beautiful vegetable trays done up like a Christmas wreath and then the dip can go in the center. Or maybe throw in the fruit onto kebab sticks to make it easy to carry around at the party and then dip in the yogurt dip.
Jen, what about if you're at the grocery store now preparing for a party? Any suggestions there and maybe looking at labels?
I think keeping the needs of your guests in mind, like learning if anyone has any food allergies ahead of time, can be really considerate and helpful. But nowadays, so many people are watching their sodium for a variety of health reasons that I think it's important to try to look for some nice fresh vegetables or produce and herbs to use in your dishes, so that you can really pay attention to the labels to cut that sodium down for them. And then if you look at the serving size on the label, it can help you also with your food planning for a crowd so that you know how much you're going to need. And then in turn, it'll help us with eating the right amounts as well.
We're talking to Jennifer Gassman. She's clinical dietitian, food and nutrition services at FHN here today on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Jen, any resources for us to look at for healthy holiday recipes or other meal ideas? Any suggestions there?
A long-term favorite of mine is Taste of Home. Been over 20 years, and I live near Milwaukee, right near their test kitchen, and used to have a friend who was a dietitian there. I love the fact that I can count on their nutrition facts they put out with their recipes as being accurate. And I have never made something that didn't turn out from there. As a matter of fact, every time I make a recipe that's Taste of Home and I take it somewhere, I always get asked for it. It's just guaranteed to be good.
All right. Okay. And just Google Taste of Home and it's there?
Yes.
All right. What about any of your, give us a little sampling of maybe some of your own personal favorite holiday treat suggestions for us.
Well, one of my favorites, I actually just had at a holiday party last weekend. It's a kebab where you take some fresh mozzarella, grape tomatoes, fresh basil, and a drizzle of balsamic glaze, and it's just so good. But my favorite part of the holidays is spending time with my family. My youngest has learned to love Monopoly, so that's been so much fun just doing games. And we always build our annual gingerbread house, and I think we laugh more than anything because if you've ever done this, it seems like with children, the roof is always sliding off or the walls are caving in. So it's just a lot of fun. And then we usually finish it off with making some cutout sugar cookies and decorating it any way you want.
All right. Sounds like fun. Jen, great. It's always great to visit with you. You always have great information. It's this time of year where it's really tough to stay on that diet. Although your suggestion always has been don't diet, just change your lifestyle, right?
Correct. Just eat in moderation and try to get that exercise in.
All right. You always give me that lecture. You always give me that lecture. All right. Great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again soon. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Jennifer Gassman here today, clinical dietitian, food and nutrition services at FHN. That's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here this morning, brought to you today by FHN.